euphemistically, biblically, with child, sowing a watermelon. That's what my granddad used to say. I always thought that was a little bit kind of like knock up.
Yeah. All right. What about a person that might be called upon to help with the delivery if the doctor's not around?
Midwife.
Say if a boy has got the same color hair and eyes as his father, you say he...
He looks like his dad.
Mm-hmm. What about the same mannerisms and behavior?
He acts like him.
And a woman who has looked after children until they're grown, you say she's...
She raised them.
All right. And if a child's been cutting up, I might say, well, now, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
whipping.
What about the, you know, degree of severity if you weren't really going to hurt him?
Well, I'd say a spanking is kind of a milder form of a whipping. Mm. And then a whipping is a milder form of a whooping.
Mm. Okay, that's a bad vision.
Yeah. Now, we always used to get threatened with getting a switching, tan your hide, which is, I guess that's worst of all, tanning your hide, or take a piece off your butt, or burn your fanny.
Mm-hmm.
Those were all kind of the worst kinds of things, I guess.
Okay. Say if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than he was last, somebody might say, you sure have a lot.
Sure have grown a lot.
Last year I grew
a hell of a lot also.
I have a tendency to.
To grow a lot.
What about a child that's born to an unwed mother? That would be a...
illegitimate child.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bastard.
Would you use that to mean that?
Yeah. Of course, now, bastard is just a catch-all term for a bastard.
Then we can get a little more specific.
Somebody that does something you don't particularly like, and you just say, well, you bastard, you.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, doesn't apply to his parentage at all.
Okay. All right, say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
more loving than Jane is.
And your brother's son, that would be your...
a nephew.
And a child that's lost his father and mother.
An orphan.
And the person appointed to take care of him.
Guardian.
Okay. Say if you had people like your aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews, you say that your house is full of your...
kinfolk. Relatives.
And somebody that looks like you, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no...
No kin to him.
Okay. Somebody that you don't know that comes into town nobody's ever seen, he'd be a...
stranger.
What about somebody from another country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever call anybody a foreigner who's not necessarily from another country?
Yeah.
How far away would he have to be from?
Anybody from the north.
Anybody from the north?
Or the west.
Okay.
We call them foreigners. I would facetiously call him a foreigner. I wouldn't. They're not technically foreigners, you understand?
Would you use a facetious pronunciation?
Spiritually, they're foreigners.
Right.
Metaphysically, they're foreigners.
Right.
Well, a different pronunciation. Foreigners?
Yeah. Would that be facetious?
Yeah, it'd be facetious.
Okay. All right, proper names. One for a girl, begin with M.
Mary.
And what about Washington's wife?
Martha.
Uh-huh. Wait till the sunshine.
Nellie.
A male goat's also called a...
Billy.
All right. The first book of 4 Gospels.
Matthew.
All right. A woman who teaches school. She's a...